Okay, everybody, this is Ron Amitroff and the Creation Lightship, and we'll see how this program works. I have a headset on here. I don't know how I sound compared to the other shows, and we'll see how this works. And we get some comments on the fast chat or something, or people calling in. So let's see here. Today's date is, maybe I got on too late. Okay, Larry, and Lash is with the wet noodle here. Let me find the date here. It's the 6th of February, 2012. And I'll be at the Expo Friday at L.A., Los Angeles. And it'll be the Conscious Life Expo. So we'll have the booth set up, light infusion chamber. So we'll see if Kathy's out there. Are you out there, Kathy?
Yes, I am. Yes. Hi, Ron. Hi. Welcome, everyone. You're listening to BBSRadio.com. Creation Lightship on Station 1. And today we welcome your calls with questions and reactions about the divine healings, clearings, or relevant comments you'd like to share. And yes, Ron, Larry did post a date, but it's a page ago.
Page ago,
yeah. It just took us a while to get our sound correct. Hope we sound good to everybody. I'm sure you'll let us know if we have a little glitch here and there. Ron, we already have some questions in the fast chat, so I just go ahead and get started?
Sure, why not?
Great. Go ahead. Okay. Mike is asking, what is a really good clearing to get the darkness out of us?
Let's see. Well, I'm hoping that he's already had the whole lifetime emotional clearing. But that's where you start with. And then from there you kind of need to evaluate where you are as far as what clearing you might need. So after that one, everybody's a little different. I would probably recommend doing some timeline crashes on some of your emotions. That will definitely help getting the darkness out of you, because that's how you get abducted and connected to and contacted. So that's probably what I initially say. A lot of people have commented that's been very nice to do. Also, you want to get rid of the clones. The clones are darkness. So we do those phone calls. Now they're going to be on Thursday nights as opposed to Mondays. So we had to do a time switch there. Plus we got 3 hours. So later on this evening we'll have a three-hour program, I should say. I mean, I'm getting ahead of myself. But you can check on the website on the top right. We have a link there that you can click on. And hopefully you can all join me. So anyway, let's see how we're doing here.
Ron, Mike is a longtime listener. I think he wants to know beyond the whole life unlimited clearings, such as having to do with our history with alien races. Maybe he's looking for a real heavy-duty clearing.
Have you enlisted yet, Mike?
Mike, you have to write into the fast chat. I think he's looking for some kind of a clearing that he can buy on the website, creationlightship.com.
I would think, let me think here. What's a really good clearing to clean stuff out? Man, there's so many of them. I know the Sentry one helps get rid of past life stuff. The reason I'm having troubles here is because every clearing that we have deals with darkness, to get rid of darkness out of you. So I'm trying to see if there's one that would be a super-duper one. And it's really hard to figure out which one would be one that would really do a lot. Maybe somebody else could type something in the fast chat. Or maybe just, Mika is here. Do 100 timeline crashes, a major, because it makes a major difference. Yeah, that is correct. So timeline crashes are very, very good.
Yes. And Liz wrote she did a 2,000-year barcode.
Yeah, that one's good.
And Mike just wrote that he does need an alien clearing, and I don't think he means the alien attack page. Maybe there's one that the Galactic Federation, is that still available, Ron?
Yes, that one's up. That one is up, yes. Yes. That one would work probably pretty good. And maybe the God clearing or religious indoctrination. Those are the three that could very likely help you out if you haven't had those. And you got to see if you're being also connected to the darkness by the path of somebody doing maybe a curse or a spell on you or something, too. But I think the main one would probably be what I just got to mention. That probably actually helps you out quite a bit. But the glass generation one is a big one. Yes.
Yeah. So Liz is saying that she did that 2,000-year barcode today, and it was kind of exhausting, and that the barcode was put there by aliens. So some people are asking about that, what the barcode is, and maybe that's sort of like what Mike's getting to, how to clear out some of the alien darkness. Can you talk a little bit about that free clearing on the website, Ron?
Which one was that again?
Oh, it's the 2,000-year
the
alien...
2,000 years of darkness. So that was put on people for this time around for them not to be able to do the ascension process. So it probably amplifies the mind energy much more than normal in other past 2,000-year cycles so that it would really connect you to the darkness more. And also what it does is denounce the light. So it's there to make you think the light is too powerful, that you can never get to it, which is what most of the teachings are. That's why most of the practitioners will do chants or meditation, et cetera, to bring in more light into people. That's what they think they have to do. And so that's not true. That's one of those information of the darkness coming into people. And it is definitely a dark side agenda doing that. And that barcode could help get that off of you. Because normally you would think that you're perfectly fine. That's what your mind can tell you. If you have a problem with the light, oh, no, you're fine. You're doing good. Keep doing your spiritual practices. Stay in duality. You're doing great. Think good thoughts. Smile at people. And this is going to get you where you need to go. And that's what a lot of people think and believe. And that's that barcode that's put on there, which actually separates you from your own spirit, which is the light. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, so Tina is a feeling will be part of the very jumpstart. And I have that written here, so I can read it to her if you'd like, Ron. There's two of them, Tina, and anyone else who's interested. There's the prosperity jumpstart with that's $50. That's going to be that price for 2 months that Ron has put together this special package just with our needs in mind. That prosperity jumpstart for $50 includes the self-empowerment whole life clearing, psychic billboard, the prosperity empowerment clearing, and the poverty whole life clearing. So that's four real big ones there. And then there's another one that's the Prosperity Jumpstart Deluxe for $100, and that includes seven-generation poverty clearing, the whole life victim clearing, and the curses, hexes, and spells clearing, which are also go very deep for clearing out the darkness and obstacles that hinder us from our true prosperity. Ron, can you explain a little bit about the seven-generation poverty, how that not only affects us, but our lineage and how it's in our DNA, just so people understand the value of it?
Yes, what happens is that we have a problem with our DNA, which is brought forth by our ancestors each time somebody is born. So you're activating DNA continuously throughout your life through, say, lessons, experiences that you know nothing about, but they come forward, and that could bring or to you information that could be, you know, well and good, but normally there's a catch to it. And so the aliens figured out a way to keep you held into darkness by regenerating and bringing back to life the thoughts of your ancestors with each individual lifetime that you have. And that's what Jesus did, was take away your sins, we'll say, 2,000 years ago when he was here to help people get rid of this blocked energy of darkness. But there's so much stored into people, and other people activate the DNA, probably from particular past lives that may have been involved with somebody else. And these past lives that you have had get activated in your DNA with that knowledge of that past life or situation, some type of judgment, an emotional trauma situation, could even be a physical deformity, will come forth. And that's all from your ancestors' past life. In a true planet of light, there's no record from the past of DNA because they don't work in the past or in the future. It's all in the now. So here you're always trying to recycle the past. And in doing so, that brings forth traumas because the body needs to get that energy released out of it. But it's basically very overwhelming to see life here, because once you get rid of one energy, another one kind of comes in. And naturally, there's all different types of energies and aliens wanting to take your energy through this process. And that's the basic problem here, is that the life that you know of really is not your own. You're just living a particular script on a timeline, and the aliens are using the energies emitted by you to make their particular life work for them. So they live off your emotions, and that's the main process that we're dealing with, is trying to get them out of our reality. And the DNA is the main thing that causes that. Like I said, on the planet of light, there's no DNA. The spirit looks at the creation that it would like to come into, and then it materializes the blueprint with its life force energy, kind of like blowing a balloon up. That's the spirit. That the air inside of that balloon is all the spirit. And when the spirit wants to leave, then the balloon deflates, and there's no more life in it. Here it's much different. And the DNA is our main problem here, and that's the reason why we're living life the way we have to live here, which is in darkness because of that particular situation or events in the past and the thoughts of your ancestors. It doesn't matter if they're good or bad thoughts. It's still a thought, and it gets recorded and stored somewhere in you. So back to you, Kathy.
Sure. Mike is asking, where is the prosperity jump start? But it's not posted yet, Micah. We'll let you know when it is. I'm sure it'll be soon, maybe after the expo that Ron mentioned. He'll be traveling for a few days and working at the expo. And this is just for your information now. Some people are interested in it. And for those who are really want to pursue the poverty and prosperity clearings, there is information about them on the website, those individual ones. And also there's a very good testimonial about those clearings and how they worked for someone on the BBS archives. That's just right on the creationlightship.com website. That testimonial date is September 14th, 2011. And it's very informative, and Ron does give a lot more insights on those clearings, too. So let's see, back to the fast tab, see if there's any questions. We want to welcome our new listeners and also anyone from international countries. I see we have a listener named Rita. He or she is from Slovenia. And he or she was saying that couldn't really hear you that well. Just saying this right now for BBS purposes. Maybe they're catching that now he says that Ron does sound a little bit better. So that's good. Well, welcome to everybody. And I do believe I neglected to give out the call-in phone numbers. And so you're welcome to call if you have a testimony you'd like to give or talk about a clearing you've done or ask Ron a question. The number for the USA and Canada is toll-free 888-627-6008. And outside the USA and Canada, the number is 530-327-7602. And, of course, you can write in your questions to Ron in the live fast chat, which can be accessed through either bbsradio.com or on Station 1, where it says live chat boards, or from the very top of the on the white bar of the creationlightshow.com website. Okay, so looking for some more questions in the fast chat, and I don't see too many that I haven't already or you haven't already answered, Ron. So I do want to make one announcement about the changes that Ron mentioned a little bit earlier in the show, and for those who are just joining us mid-program, and that is we normally after the Monday program had a clone decloning clearing conference call, but that has been moved to Thursday, and that's indicated on the website, shows Thursday, same program, just a different day. But following this program, an hour after this program, will be Ron and Carrie will co-host a three-hour program on rumormillnews.com. That will begin at 6 p.m. Pacific and 9 Eastern. So those are some changes. And by the way, you can buy those conference call packages from the website. You just go to where it says conference call purchases, and you'll see where it says you can purchase Thursday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. And you'll click on those links and pay via PayPal and get an email directly sent to your email, and it will have the conference call phone number and the access PIN number that you can use for those that you can call on from your own phone. So tomorrow, though, will also be the recording. People, energetic people release of cords clearing, the same as it always was, 5:30 Pacific. And there's still plenty of time to buy your admission to that if you go to the website. They're $20 for those conference calls, and there is some package prices. Okay, so now we've got a question from Jennifer, and she wants to ask, what's the best clearing for the nervous system?
Okay, how's that? So the body jump start might help that clearing. If not, you can go to the special clearing. That's a whole lifetime clearing, and that one may be able to use for any type of special need that you might have. So I'm just wondering, I can't think of a nervous system clearing that we put up on the website. I'll have to ask other people on the fast chat if they've seen one, but I just can't recall one. Do you think of anything, Kathy?
I'm sure that if there was one there, I would have used it by now.
I just don't think we got that energy, no.
Yeah. I just keep thinking of when someone mentions nervous, I just keep thinking of either something having to do with anxiety, stress, and fear all mixed into one with physical symptoms that are you know, that maybe the person is bothered with, their constant thinking of it, maybe a mind dwelling on it in their mind. So I really do think that the self-empowerment clearing, the bundle that you've had, will help address some of that. That's come up before. And so if someone has done the whole package or any of those in the self-empowerment bundle that Ron came up with, let us know what you think, and maybe we can help Jennifer out or anybody else who's looking for clearing for nervous system or to get some relief that way. Okay, so thank you. And by the way, if anyone has particular questions for for Ron, and maybe it's something personal, you can write your question to Ron at clsquestions@yahoo.com, and those questions will be read by Carrie and answered by Ron on Wednesday and Friday, but you have to indicate which day you'd like those questions to be read, depending on what day you'll be listening. And those will be read at the Q&A, which is following each of those programs, Wednesday and Friday. Okay, so Mark is asking, will there be a clone call this Thursday the 9th?
Yes, there will be.
Yes. Yes,
wait a minute, hold it. No, there won't be. No, I'll be at the expo setting up. Nope.
Okay, yes, because the exhibits open on Friday, don't they, Ron? And things will be a little different for the next week, this whole weekend, as far as the schedule goes, even live radio. And I think we have a call. If so, caller, would you please state your name and your question for Ron? Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, this is Marcy.
Oh, this is Marcy.
I have a question about Thursday. Is it the same phone number as it was before, or is there a new one?
No, it'll be the same phone number that we use. No, it'll be, let me think here. We're not going to have a call on Thursday. So,
oh, you're not for sure?
Nope,
okay,
I'm
no
not,
Thursday.
And very possibly I'll run an archive for BBS on Friday and Saturday.
Okay. I had trouble with the alien one. For 2-3 days here, and I thought, oh, he must have turned it off, but it wasn't a whole month yet. But now it was working today, so I don't know. Sometimes they're hard to get them to work for some reason. They're a little tricky. I had something really good happen to me, and you guys might not think it's really good, but it's really exciting for me because I've been doing the body jump start lately, and today I was at the doctor, and I actually had reflexes for the first time in many years. So something's working. Something's starting to help. So that was really exciting for me, and I thought you might want people to hear that, you know, some things are getting better, and that's really, really, really wonderful. So,
that's great.
And that's all I have to say. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Good morning. Bye-bye. Thanks a lot for calling.
If I could do a sample here, any other questions? Then I'll do some sample clearing.
Some people are letting Jennifer know that the body jumpstart has the circulatory clearing has nervous system addressed in it. So I better do that too. Thank you, Larry, for posting that circulatory clearing, which is in the. I think that's in the body jumpstart empowerment. So. When you want to look for that, Jennifer, you just go to the top of the creationlightshift.com website where it says search, and you'll just type in the search box, body jump start, and then it'll take you to that clearing, and it has a nice description there. It tells you what's all in there. Okay, so that's good. So that's about it right now for the fast chat questions, Ron.
Okay, so let's do a sample that we'd normally be doing. I'll do it according to the week date. So this would be Tuesday. And so this will be tomorrow. And Tuesdays we do the cording calls. We take away cords that are attached to you. So here we go. Sit back and relax. So one, two, we'll take some off of your neck. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So just kind of see how your neck is feeling now. Okay, next we'll do the call that would be on Thursdays. And normally the call that would typically be on Tuesday and Thursdays now, they go up to about 2 hours in length. And so we'll do the sample of the cloning call. Here we go. So one, two. Oh boy. So you might feel your body jerk here. Okay, so one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, oh boy, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So you might check yourself out, look in a mirror, see how you feel, see how you look. And each time I counted, a clone got released from you, and then all of a sudden, another one pops in. So the way that works is the clone that's in you is on a timeline. And when we release the clone from you, then they stop time. Everything around you is stopped. And then maybe another alien race will want to bring a clone in your space. And it could even be the same alien race, but it's a different clone. And they could fix the clone up. It could actually fix all your surroundings around you, create the hologram. And I don't know if the hologram transfers from one a clone to the next. I don't think it always does. So they have to make a complete simulation and replica of you and everything else during that process. And then another one just falls into place and they turn the time on again. And as I remove that clone, the same process happens. So you can be turned off for maybe a couple of hours just being in limbo, doing nothing. And you wouldn't even know that you're not here because your consciousness does not know when you're not here. Just like when you go to sleep. When you go to sleep, where are you? You know that you're sleeping. And you hope that every day that you do awake the next morning that you're going to be in the same bed. So isn't there something with some kind of prayer that people were taught in the Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep scenario one? Do you remember that one, Kathy?
Oh, I wasn't very good at prayers, but I do remember that one.
Yeah, I remember something like that.
It's like, I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep.
Yeah, interesting.
That's all I remember.
Yeah. There mm-hmm. might be something in that deals with the alien abduction. It's like the twinkle, twinkle, little star one, you know? Oh, I wonder what you are or where you are. One of those.
Yeah, I wonder what you are.
Yeah,
what you are. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what are you out there? Yeah. somebody.
Besides a star.
Yeah, what are you? Yeah.
That's
okay,
our clone.
So,
I'll
have to sample the clones there. I'll do one more sample. Do we have any questions
that'd
there?
Be great.
Okay, I'll do one more now. So this will be the Friday night call that we normally do. And this one here is for, entities. So the entities are the big ones. Those are what come into your body. And the clones and the entities probably are kind of similar as far as the way they make your body function and work. Entities will take over your body without you taking over the clone body of you. And when they do that, then they're... connecting to that body and overtaking that body to do what they want to do here. So they probably have more power than the clones do. But the clones still come in with an agenda. So they're both kind of similar. If you were to actually write down what the clone is and what the ghost would be, your emotional body or entity, they would probably be very similar definitions. So here we go, entities. So entities give you the addiction. I don't know if the clones are going to want to give you the addiction, but they do give you your physical illnesses, as we're finding out here by having people on the calls and they're feeling better. Things just start to disappear. So here we go. We'll do a clearing for entities. So one, two, three, four, oh boy, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Kathy, we'll see how the people are responding to these three different clearings here.
Yes, there are some responses. Liz says the lights in her room dimmed, and Micah says that, let's see, somebody was getting hot. Was that you? Oh, that was Micah. She was feeling hot on the top of her head, and now her ears are hot, and she suggests running the satellite timeline crash to help with some of the side effects. Also, there's a request here, Ron, from Brita, who, I don't know if you're a new listener, Brita, but asking for a psychic attack sample healing for that, please.
Okay, so you probably want to think of where you're being attacked psychically, if you know that. It could be a body attack, maybe making you maybe limp or something, or maybe upset stomach. And or it could also be a attack that's affecting your thinking ability. So it could be physical or mental. And here we go. We'll do one for the mental, then we'll do one for physical. So psychic attack, taking away energies, that would be mental first. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Oh, boy. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So just see if you're being able to kind of be more awakened, be more alert. Okay? Next we'll do one for your body, for a psychic attack on your body. So you might just look at a situation, a pain, something that was kind of mysterious that happened to you with your body, and we'll take away that energy here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, another yawn here. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Well, hopefully that helped you. Back to you, Kathy.
Sure. Ron, that prayer, the child's prayer, I don't want to repeat it. I don't think it's sitting well with a lot of us. And Ed is requesting kindly that we clear the effects of that, that you clear the effects of that prayer. He said it every night for years.
Okay, here we go. So we'll replace it with some peace energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, oh man, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Kathy.
Ron, could you just mention a little bit about the schedule for the CLS questions at yahoo.com that I announced? Will Wednesday most likely be the last night, or will you be reading them on the Q&A that night since you will be traveling to Los Angeles?
No, it should be okay on Wednesday night, so we'll have a Wednesday night show. That's what I'm planning to do.
Okay, so but probably not Friday, I would suspect.
Yeah. Thursday and Friday and Saturday we'll probably have to have archives because I get real busy at the expos talking with people. And
okay,
what I'll try to do is maybe get a conference call lineup, and maybe we'll have a, let's see if I can transmit the workshops the lecture that I have through a conference call line for people. So I think last time we charged $20 for that. So if you're interested, send me an email, and I'll try to get that set up. I'll just have my phone with me, and we'll do the I think I have two lectures, probably an hour and 45 minutes. A workshop and a lecture for probably about 45 minutes. And then I have the enlistment. That would be also Saturday night. So you could probably check the schedules. I believe I have the workshop Saturday at noon, California time. And 2 o'clock is the lecture. And then 8 o'clock Saturday night is the enlistment. So if you wish to listen to those, I'll see if I can get a cell phone and have you call in on a conference line for that. So if you're interested, let me know, and I'll do that. I'll have everything, you know, set up for that. So back to you.
Okay. Ron, did you add that second conference, that second free lecture on Saturday for those in attendance? We have to pay to get in, of course, to the conference, but to the expo. But this 2 o'clock one, it's called "What Is Happening to Us on This Planet."
Yeah, they're both free. Yeah. I do free free workshops when I do that. I could charge, but I normally always have free.
So, yeah, the one at noon is free also.
Yeah, so both of those are free. In fact, all three events are free.
Okay, so Saturday you have those three things besides the booth in 201, and then the enlistment will be at 8 p.m. for those who are there.
Yes,
okay.
If you want to come on and listen too, you could also enlist. I'll have to figure out how to do that for you because they would come into your room, the soldiers, to set you up for the enlistment. That's what normally happens is, and you just say yes, and then you're off when you're time traveling. So, back to you, Kathy. Without any physical effects normally in this lifetime here, but you are in the future. And you just feel better because you know you're doing something to the adversity here. So, back to you.
Okay, well, I know you have a big following from bbsradio.com that attends the Los Angeles Expo, the Conscious Life Expo. We come from near and far to meet you, to sit in the Light Infusion Chamber, and to attend the lectures. So I know we're all really glad that you're coming to the area again in greater Los Angeles. So I look forward to seeing you, too. I'll be there on Saturday myself. Okay, so Marcy's asking about some suggestions that for headaches. She's asking, what would you suggest for her headache? Didn't say what kind of headache, but a throbbing headache. Any suggestions on that, Ron?
Yeah, I'm thinking here.
Hmm.
I don't know if I have a headache clearing. I never thought of that either.
Well, Marcy, I have a suggestion. I drank some water, the light-coated water. The water activated that's activated by the light. The light beans. So you might want to try drinking some infusion water if you have access to that website, or if you're on one of those conference calls lots of times, Ron will charge the water with the light codes. And I find that pretty much clears my head. So I hope that will help you for now. And then Brita is thanking
you. Yeah, that would be good. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. If you had any of the clearings, you might just want to do spirit infusion, because that might help you. Pull up one of those spirit infusion pages and do that particular clearing. Even the Be Here Now one might even help a lot. And that would do the Be Here Now for sure. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, and Brita is thanking you for the psychic attack clearing, and she says that helped very much. And some other comments about the clearings. Some other people have headaches, too. Liz is saying that there's unsuspecting people connecting to alien energies. And Micah says she feels like a burning hole, a hole is burning on top of her head. That might explain the four-day headache she's had. Now she's been released from that, and she thanks you. So let's see. Brita is asking if you, Ron, can call the soldiers in for enlisting for the Army. Two people from Slovenia that she wants to enlist. If you can do it now, because since she's in Slovenia, she won't be able to go to the expo.
Okay, So anybody listening right now, we do have about 10 minutes. Anybody listening who would like to enlist to battle the aliens. So what this is about is that your own particular country may have their own particular fighting force anyway. The only ones that I'm aware of that don't are the Chinese. I can't say why, because I don't know why. So I'm not saying that they're bad people because they're not listed where everybody else is, but there's some reason for that. But I don't know what the answer is. I don't have any intel on that. But more communication from anybody tell me why they're not. So, but typically almost all the other countries on the planet have their own military forces. And they do enlist and do the particular process. So I'll just describe it briefly. We'll say that you're listening right now and you are a soldier automatically in some military force. Well, more than likely, I would almost guarantee that you are enlisted doing these battles, but you don't know about it. Now, when you're a civilian and you enlist, then you can say, I don't want to do it any longer, and you can get out. Where if you're already enlisted, you're probably going to be in there for as long as they want you to be. Now, the neat thing, which is very unusual, but it makes sense, is that very possibly you could and can be right side by side if you do this request to be with your father, who may have been in the military, and your grandfather, and your relatives. And remember, when they did take these soldiers initially from, say, boot camp, they were living. Now, if they were killed during a war, then, in the future, on that timeline, they would be dead. But now, right now, they're not. They're living. So you're going to be able to see, maybe even converse with and talk to the people of your relatives, okay? So here we go. What I'm going to do is the people who wish to enlist, bring in the military source. That normally, for the people in the U.S., it will always be United States of America, time-traveling special forces will be coming into your room. And then you just say yes, and then they will talk to you. You will be transported out of time. And from that point on, you're going to be bilocating into the alien timeline to fight the aliens. So nothing's wrong with that because, first of all, timelines are bad, but you're being protected by the light as you're doing this here. So you're going into these dark energies, but you're bringing in light to them. So you're just using part of the program that's accessible. And I don't think the aliens on their timelines ever expected that this would happen. So you're going to be going into the future. How far? I don't know. You could even go to maybe 3000 A.D., but it depends where they wish to put you and maybe what your request also is. So they will do training on you for probably about a week, our time, and then from there you'll probably be out doing battle. And you may have conscious recall, and you may not, but what happens, once you're enlisted, then you have this, like, visible force around you that some people could even probably notice because your particular team of soldiers, squadron, or whatever you wish to call it, regiments are going to be there to help protect you here also. So it's like a twofold thing. You're going to be out there battling the alien, you know, trying to bring back free will, free choice here, and also the one that you're side by side with, rubbing elbows with, in these timelines will also be watching over you here. And that's the benefit. So here we go. I'm going to bring in the soldiers. I'll count to five. And it may feel that these soldiers are kind of heavy, maybe negative, but it's because they're bringing in weaponry that's very sophisticated. They're not going to come in here unarmed, believe me. So here they come. And you might even be able to see their silhouette. So one, here they come, two, three, four, and five. And if you wish to change the military, you can. I dealt with people back in New York, and there's some people from Africa that wanted to join the African fighting forces, and they did. There were some people that was from Russia, they wanted to join that, and Polish. So these are all there. So if you are one of those cultures and you can speak that language, we'll say, if it is foreign to English, then you can join your particular race that way, if you wish, and those particular nations. So here we go. Again, bringing them in. One, two, three, four, and five. And now you have the choice to request that you wish to join the military. And it's your choice. They're here. And you can back out tomorrow if you wish. And just see how it works for you. So here we go. Just say your yes, and you may feel the energy in your room change. And we'll just now, I'll leave the soldiers here for a couple of minutes. And if you're just still kind of deciding if you wish to do that or not. And then in about 2 minutes, we'll just ask them to leave. So back to you, Kathy. I think I heard a beep.
Okay, I think we have a caller. If so, caller, will you please state your name or your question or comment for Ron? Go ahead, please.
Yes. Lately, like maybe the past week and a half or so, it feels like everything that's been attacking me has been upgraded. Sort of like a software upgrade or something. It's a lot finer. Like I can't decipher. I can't stop it or sense it anymore. So I don't know if there's been an upgrade going on in regards to the attacks being placed on everybody, or if it's just a couple of people. Now the only reason I bring this up is because I know I remember a couple maybe weeks ago or some, you said multiple times that as we approach the 2012 ascension, things would get worse in some situations. So I don't know if this is one situation where everything's just being upgraded, and I'll leave it at that.
Well, it's possible. I don't know. I know it is getting stranger out there. The trees kind of look a little different. The timelines kind of have holes in them where you might do something, put something down, and kind of like walk off. We'll say that you had a cup of coffee, if you're drinking coffee and it's warm. You know, you just got through having it. Then you walk off and you forget about the coffee that you poured for yourself. And then all of a sudden, you come back, and there it's on the table, and now it's cold. And you go, wow, I've only been gone away for 10 minutes. Why is this thing cold? And so you're kind of scratching your head, like, what happened, you know, when it should still be warm? And so weird things like that are happening. And we're having glitches in the timelines. So very possibly the attacking could be something like that, where they're trying to come back in again, but we're perceiving it with a different consciousness. And what I think is happening is that the initial aliens that were here fighting, since a lot of you people have been doing the timeline crashing and stuff for quite a while now, these timelines are sort of being taken out. And I think the parents will say to the aliens that have been terminated now by them on these timelines controlling us, now their parents are coming. So we have a whole different alien agenda happening here. And if you even notice, you're going to sense that the clouds are looking a little more strange than what they used to. So that's kind of what I perceive. Is it going to get worse before it gets better? I don't know. That's the old saying that it's dark before the dawn or something like that. So, but I just don't know. All I know is that the time glitches are here. And sometimes it's a little hard to stay focused. Like right now, we've been on this show for an hour, just about. I'm looking at my clock here, and it's 4:56. We can consecutive numbers here. That's the enough. And I think we got on a couple minutes after, so it's time to kind of get off the program here. But it's been an hour, people. It doesn't feel like an hour to me. I really can't remember back probably, you know, before the caller called what actually happened. So that's where I am with this here. I'm right into the moment of the energy. So it's all very interesting. So back to you, Carrie. I mean, Kathy.
Okay, yes, rumormillnews.com is where you can find Ron and Carrie in 1 hour, starting at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And some comments on the fast chat reflect that those who enlisted are very glad they did. And Rita from Slovenia says that they want to fight the aliens now. So everybody seems to be on board. That's about it for the comments in the fast chat. And I only have one other announcement, and that's we will be creationlightship.com will be on the radio Wednesday. The next program, that will be Wednesday, February 5th. That's our next program. And then Ron will be at the expo Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 10th, 11th, and 12th. And also on Monday, he'll be doing a post-conference lecture. And the subject is Get Decloned Now. That's a post-conference workshop for those who are going to be at the expo on Monday, February 13th. So that should be interesting to see people get decloned live. And on and for coming down to Southern California and spending so much time on us for us. For those of you who requested sample healings and enjoyed them now or any time since, please feel free to give a testimonial to Ron. He'd like to know how you're doing, and also a donation to help the Ron reach more people and to help him help us. So over to you, Ron.
Okay, so since we'll get off the DBS program, so our next program will be on Wednesday, and time slot on that is 7 o'clock CST, at 10 o'clock Eastern. So we'll see everybody later. So thank you, everybody, for listening, and we'll catch you later, everyone. And sometimes people call in on the radio on BBS. They don't know what the phone number is. You can always go to the website, and on the very top right-hand side, maybe an inch or two down, just look for the BBS little radio tower there. We have that, so you can listen to the show, too, on the website. If there is a problem with your phone line or something. So thank you, everybody, and that's where we have the radio show. So we'll see you later. Have a good evening, everybody. Bye.